One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Lordship of Jesus.
Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Are you glad to see your brothers and sisters together with you in church this morning? Turn around, look who's there. Turn around, just look around and say, who's there? Well, you can see them now. Say, glad to see you, brother. Glad to see your sister. Praise God. You love Jesus. Sure you love Jesus? Then take your Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for your presence with me. Thank you for loving me. Hallelujah. Well, you not only travel with your Bible, you read it. It's nice to travel with it, but if you don't read it, then it will not save you. I want us to share some beautiful things today. Hallelujah. Just as every human person is important to God, and God doesn't say, well, I got a lot of people, whatever happens to some, let it go. He's got a lot of people, but every individual person is important to God. You are unique. No one was ever like you. No one is like you today, and no one will ever be like you. In God's timetable, no 2 days are the same. Every day, God has a specific and definite plan to do something to your life that's positive, that can help you become the man or woman that God designed you to be. He programmed your life. And the only way you let that programming of God become not only effectual, but influential to other people is by giving yourself wholly to God's plan for your life, by presenting yourself to the influence of the Word of God. It's important. Hallelujah. You know, one amazing thing about human beings is that a lot of them, almost all their life, never come to terms with what is really important. Most of them live a whole life without ever knowing why they came. A lot of people live a whole life without ever knowing why they were born. Doing everything else except that thing for which God brought them to this world. What a waste of life. What a waste of life. You know, it's one thing to say, this is what I want to do with my life. But have you ever found out what God wants to do with your life? Did you ever stop to think that you needed to know from Him the reason you were born? Except, of course, if you think your parents were the one who brought you to this world, but they're not. They didn't plan for you. They wanted to have a child, not you. They didn't know you were coming. And then you came. And for some time, they were glad until they discovered who you were. Hallelujah. Well, thanks be unto God, the only one who really knows you, the only one who really has a plan for your life. Don't you think it's wiser to deal directly with Him about your life? Don't live an empty life, for many do. Don't live an empty life. It's too short for you to mess it up. Remember, there were people who lived up to 900 years and more. But those 900 years have long ended and they're gone. How long do you want God to give to you? You want 300 years? Some lived longer than that one time, and the 300 years came to a close. How long do you want? So life is not rich by reason of its length. It's rich by reason of its accomplishment in God. Now I want you to notice that. Life's accomplishment in God. There's a great difference between what God sees your life to be and what men see your life to be. You know, many times when they're burying somebody, they make an oration and then they tell everybody how good that man was and how kind he was and all what he achieved. Well, the question is, did he do those things for Jesus? Because it's only the ones he did for Jesus that will last. Hey, come on here. There's only one person that really counts. His name is Jesus. The Bible says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ Jesus. He didn't say we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. I want you to notice the difference. So anybody could say, well, depending whatever religion, one day you're going to give account. No, the Bible says everybody will give an account to Jesus. Not to whatever God you serve. To Jesus. And then the Bible says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. No other name except Jesus. Make no mistakes about it. Only Jesus is the name for salvation. So, if you're here, you can decide you want to worship through Buddha, or through Muhammad, or Krishna, or Confucius. Yeah, Confucius was confused. You can decide you want to worship God through some of the other names your great-grandfather worshipped. A man was given a certain experience. He was not a Christian. He didn't believe in Jesus. But his mother believed in Jesus and had been praying for him. And then something happened to him and he died. And arrived the gates of hell. When he got to hell, he said, "Where am I?" A voice spoke and said, "You are in hell." He said, "I don't believe in hell." The voice said, "Yes, many here didn't believe in hell." He said, "Many here didn't believe in hell." It doesn't matter that you believe or you don't believe. Come on, talk to me. Hey, somebody told you you are in Nigeria right now. How'd you know? Because they told you. What is Nigeria? Talk to me now. Do you feel? Is there a feeling? Is there a Nigerian feeling when you come into Nigeria? You're here because that's what they told you. Some of you even believe in your father or your mother, that they are your dad and mom, because they told you. That guy you call your brother, the son of your mother, you met him in the house. Somebody told you. You were not there. Were you there when you were born? They said, "This woman's your mother." You see, you've always known her to be your mother. Does that make her your mother? "But I look like her." It's got nothing to do with it. You would look like somebody you grew up with. Never forget it. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah." For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.